Several Republicans demand Anthony Fauci's firing over flip-flopping on Wuhan lab funding. By Wendell Hasebo on May 26, 2021. Several Republicans, on Wednesday, demanded Dr. Anthony Fauci be fired over flip-flopping on Wuhan lab funding. Representative Warren Davidson, R.O., introduced legislation called the Fauci Incompetence Requires Early Dismissal Act, which is necessary for Fauci's termination. Davidson wrote in a statement, "Dr. Fauci represents everything that President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address, the scientific technical elite steering the country toward their own ends. Americans have had decades of Dr. Fauci's leadership, and he publicly failed to respond appropriately to the COVID-19 pandemic. It is time for him to step aside so that new leadership can follow the science and start reopening America. It is long past time for Dr. Fauci to stop talking to the American public. Fauci should resign or be fired immediately," said Representative Guy Reese-Kenthaler, RPA. Reese-Kenthaler told Fox News on Tuesday, "He has been wrong, intentionally deceptive, and inconsistent throughout this entire pandemic." A few examples of Fauci's failures include claiming there was very little risk to Americans in January of 2020, opposing President Trump's China travel ban and crediting it with saving lives, and wrongly predicting an explosion of cases in Texas after Governor Abbott lifted the state mask mandates. Senator John Kennedy said, "How do you know they didn't lie to you and use the money for gain-of-function research anyway?" Meanwhile, Fauci admitted Tuesday the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain-of-function research funding. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, said Tuesday that Dr. Fauci committed perjury May 12 over his gain-of-function comments related to Communist China's lab. Paul was questioned on Real America's Voice, "Do you believe he, Fauci, perjured himself?" "Absolutely, he lied to the American people," Paul said. Fox News's Bill Hemmer followed up with Paul Wednesday, "You allege today it's a cover-up?" Paul responded, "No, there could be a cover-up. There is an incentive by people like Dr. Fauci not to reveal anything because he would be then culpable, because he was in charge of funding this lab. He personally approved it." Paul on Wednesday demanded Fauci to be made to testify under oath about whether the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology's gain-of-function research. Confidence in Dr. Fauci has dropped 42.2% among Americans in the past year, according to a Trafalgar Group survey.